A former president of the Cary Institute of Ecosystem Studies in Dutchess County is one of 375 members of the National Academy of Sciences who has signed an open letter to draw attention to the perils of climate change. Dr. William Schlesinger talks about why he thinks the letter is important.
Well, I think it's important for all the scientists in the National Academy that feel strongly about the climate change issue and have worked on it to weigh in, both in this election year and in general, that the scientific evidence for human causes of climate change is pretty much unequivocal. And it's our response to a conservative media that continues to promote the idea that the climate change issue is controversial, that the science doesn't all agree with itself about whether climate change is human-induced or not. This seems to have a lot of staying power in the public's belief, but overwhelmingly that's not the case. Overwhelmingly, practicing scientists that study climate change are, I think one estimate was 97% of them felt that this was real, important, and human-caused. So I thought it was important for the various scientists that work on climate change at the Cary Institute that are members of the National Academy that we should be among those that say, hey, this is real. You can't ignore it. We've got to do something about it. Sooner is better than later. Let's get on with it, both in the election and beyond.
Schlesinger is one of two former Cary presidents to sign the letter. Dr. Gene Likens is the other. The Millbrook-based Cary Institute's Dr. Jonathan Cole, a biogeochemist, also signed. The letter's signatories, who include 30 Nobel laureates, urge politicians to take climate change seriously and honor the Paris Agreement, which aims to strengthen the global response to the threat of climate change to ensure a sustainable low-carbon future. To date, according to the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, 61 nations have ratified the Paris Agreement, including the U.S. and China. To go into force, the agreement needs the ratification of 55 countries representing 55% of global emissions. The percentage reached so far is nearly 48%. Schlesinger says there are three factors contributing to the urgency of the letter. One is the upcoming U.S. presidential election. Two is the need to implement the Paris Agreement.
And the third and most important issue of them all is, we've been dilly-dallying about climate change for 30-some years. It's probably 30 or 35 years ago that I went to my first conference on the carbon cycle and climate change and heard about the impending nature of this. We've done a lot more and careful scientific work over that interval, which is good, but it hasn't changed the basic message from 35 years ago that climate change could be disastrous. In fact, the various predictions, we always seem to come in at the high end of what's predicted, the worst-case scenario. And there's a general feeling of belief that if we don't do something in the next 20 years, that we're going to go beyond a tipping point where the Earth's climate will warm in a disastrous fashion, despite anything we might do.
And he talks about his greatest climate change concern.
Well, the impact of climate change that worries me the most is the melting of the Arctic ice, because that exposes a large area of the Arctic Ocean, exposes the water that's under the ice, and water is much more capable of absorbing incoming radiation from the sun than ice. Ice being white tends to reflect solar radiation. So you replace that with an open surface of water that absorbs solar radiation, that only not only absorbs more, but it causes more melting of ice, and you get into what we call a positive feedback, where global warming essentially begets more global warming. So melting of polar ice caps is what I think may put the world beyond a tipping point. To the extent that the melting extends onto ice, such as on Greenland and Antarctica, that's not floating on the surface of the ocean, but actually sitting on solid ground underneath, the melting of that ice raises sea level, and that will bring the impact of global warming to all the coastlines of the world.
The letter, which has the signature of Stephen Hawking, expresses great concern that Republican presidential hopeful Donald Trump has advocated the U.S. withdrawal from the Paris Accord. Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.